السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. Respected ulama karam, hufaz, my dear brothers and sisters, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah once again has blessed us with the month of Ramadan, and 1 week is done. We are done the second Jum'ah of this month of Ramadan. And Yawmul Jumu'ah is a great day. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best day where the sun rises is on the Yawmul Jumu'ah. And he says, Afdalul Ayyam, the best of the days in the week is the Yawmul Jumu'ah. Yawmul Jumu'ah is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the blessings and khair of these days. And Yawmul Jumu'ah is a day which is supposed to remind us about the day of Qiyamah. It's supposed to remind us about people of Jannah coming together, inshaAllah. InshaAllah, when we are together in Jannah, inshaAllah, in Jannatul Firdaus, Yawmul Jumu'ah will be a day that way we meet each other, we interact each other, we exchange whatever blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, and we will be sharing it. So, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen this day. A person who passes away, there are so many virtues with regard to Yawmul Jumu'ah. And if, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us to reach a Yawmul Jumu'ah in month of Ramadan, it's a great thing. While fasting, we are, alhamdulillah, observing this day. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he referred to Yawmul Jumu'ah, he connected that with the salawat, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because all the blessings that we are enjoying, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there, that is the channel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala channeled all the blessings. So, you know, very two things in order to get the blessing and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Kitabullah, it is the Kalamullah. And other is the Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the two things that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind. He said that, I am leaving you these two things. As long as you hold on to those two things, you will never ever go astray. Always, it's both together. It's not only one. You know, some people say, okay, no, I'm going to hold on to Kalamullah. The Kalamullah doesn't have any context in our life. Kalamullah will not make any meaning in our life if there is no Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed every single verse, Jibreel alayhi salam, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to us. And the communication, the person who communicated and who was in between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Yawmul Jumu'ah is a great day, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. On that great day, don't forget what you have to send salawat about me. Akthiru alayya as-salat. Make increase, abundant salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will be conveyed to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So salawat, sending peace and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a ibadah on its own. You know, in Bayhaqi and in some other masanid, a hadith has been narrated about a sahabi. He came and asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah, for my volunteer act, you know, there is acts which is compulsory. When my nawafil and voluntary ibadah, how much should I, you know, how many percentage should be salawat upon you? Is it quarter? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's good, but if you increase, it will be better for you. And half a nisf, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same thing. And they said, three quarter. And then the end, akulluhu ya Rasulullah. I will do my farl, all my duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my obligations. And then when it comes to my nawafil, my voluntary act, is the whole thing is going to be salawat upon you. You know what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? فَإِذَنْ كَفَاكَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخْرَةِ Allahu Akbar. It will suffice you for this world as well as in hereafter. We have heard this, just a reminder, you know, we need to have certain numbers. And this is the one who sent salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be so much mentioned to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize that person very easily in day of qiyam. There's many ways sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be recognizing us. One of the ways is through wudu. Qurra muhajjaleena min athari al-wudu. When we make proper wudu, that's why he says sunnah to increase a little more. Because even those parts will be shining and illuminating the faces and all that. Another way is that the one who sends excessive salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, there are beautiful stories. The people who send most salawat, they get opportunity, Allahu Akbar, to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. I'll just relate a story back home in Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka, everyone consider him to be a national hero. He actually fought for the freedom from British. He's known as a Muslim gentleman, Al-Hajj T.B. Jaya. Everyone speaks about his political involvement. Everyone speaks about his diplomacy. Everybody speaks about his engagement. But no one knows about his connection with Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to love his family members, says that he used to have excessively saying salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his age, he said, okay, I'm going to go for Hajj. And then he went to Medina after completing Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that Medina was his last place. He departed from this world in Medina and he's buried in Baqi. And if you see outwardly, and this man did not see like a person who is very much involved in religion. He was very much involved in politics. He is a politician. But his personal connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and excessive salawat, it doesn't happen, you know, accidentally. A person, Allah decide, where are you going to, you know, leave from this world? We don't know. It's Allah decide. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. أَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ Only who knows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want, that is a place, even sahabas may, Allah give us shahada, but and give us a death in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is another additional factor that you will be guaranteed shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you are buried in Jannatul Baqi. And even that doesn't happen if a person who has excessively saying salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become entitled to the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, you know, Allah loves us. He gives us so much of opportunity. We meet, we come together, we remind each other, but we need to make use of this opportunity. This Ramadan might be our last Ramadan in our life. Every time we keep saying, there are a lot of brothers who are with us, you know, they're not with us here today. Right? So this might be last Ramadan, so let us make use of it. And Ramadan is going to go very quick. After this Friday, there's only another two Jumas. That's it. How quick it is. Just coming to an end. Last, you know, it's going to be the last 10 nights. And it's going to be, we're going to be asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. Let us ask Allah to bless us, inshallah. Today is a Yawmul Jum'ah. We know the virtue. Let us, you know, clean ourselves, take a good bath, encourage everyone to take. Because when we honor the day that Allah have honored, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us. These are all sha'air Allah. Yawmul Jum'ah, why it's great? It's great because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored that day. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and so we prepare ourselves, clean ourselves, encourages others and tell others to come early. You know, that what we see normally, you know, it's a working day, we all know, but try, you know, your intention matters. Try a bit, try to come a little early. When you come early, walk towards masjid. It's cold, I know, you know, it's difficult. It's according to your everyone's conditions. If you can walk, if you're strong, you're healthy, try to walk because every step you take towards the masjid and especially on Yawmul Jum'ah, for the, you know, Salatul Jum'ah and Khutbah, for every step you are rewarded. You know how much you are rewarded? Fasting of one whole year and standing night for one whole year. Allahu Akbar. And you get this opportunity in month of Ramadan, in Yawmul Jum'ah. It's a great thing. So encourage everyone to come early and that, you know, participate and try and get this opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and acceptance. And where we, you know, connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.